You're joining us in front of the telly. Like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Angel.
Sorry, I threw that surprise start on you.
I just turned all my cooling units off and down.
Okay.
It's all good. And still RV poor because it's still cold. I got to keep the RV winterized.
Wait, are you still using it, or are you...
No, got to keep it winterized. You know, an RV is kryptonite.
Yeah, maybe I don't know what you're talking about for winterization of a vehicle.
An RV is kryptonite, which is apropos of what we're going to talk about today, is water. And if you don't winterize the pipes by putting a special anti-freezing?
Antifreeze.
Literally antifreeze. Jesus. If you don't put a certain type of, like, it's like not so toxic antifreeze in your water pipes, then they'll freeze, they'll expand, they'll burst, and then you're fucked.
Is it because nobody can work on...
Well, it's not that you can't get it fixed. It's that it's going to take a lot money to fix it, because it's going to be a broken... You don't know where that pipe's going to burst. It could be in the middle of a wall that's like, you got to take the whole thing. And let me tell you something. My RV, at least, is basically built out... You know those cheap styrofoam coolers?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what my RV is made out of.
Okay.
So, which is its other kryptonite. A lot of RVs roll. I'm really scared if this one rolls, because it's going to just break in half. So anyway, I'm not going to rent it and then winterize it every... Oh my God, winterizing was so annoying. So I'm not going to winterize it every time someone rents it while it's cold, because it's getting like below... It's still... We're still in below freezing temperature times.
You're under 30?
Mm-hmm. At night, this last couple weeks, it's still been that way.
I mean, we had the famous...
Well, you're in goddamn Alaska. Like, it should be snowing.
Listen, usually I am warmer than other places that get cold. I'm just saying.
You moved to the North Pole. It should be snowing.
I did not. North Pole is very far from me right now. Not the North Pole, the city. North Pole.
I do know you can see Russia from your front porch.
Sorry.
That's what I heard.
I cannot.
So, anyway... it's still winterized, and I'm not going to de-winterize it till we're not getting those below freezing nights yet. And so,
you have to flush it too. So you winterize it, and then
you gotta de-winterize it.
Why did y'all do this to yourself?
Because we're supposed to be making money, but it ain't making money yet. So I'm RV poor.
Okay.
We had a little bit of a windfall this week, so we're probably gonna, you know. That'll probably go, well, I don't know about what happens to you guys, but we'll get broke for a hot minute. And then as soon as we come into money, it's like a rubber band. Like, I can deal with being broke. I've been broke.
Mm-hmm.
But like, then when you finally get some money and you're no longer broke, it's like, oh shit, we're going to eat out all the time. I'm buying all the Funko Pops.
Let's just say we're going to Hawaii.
But anyway... Yeah, still waiting on the RV to thing, and I still haven't opened up my sticker shop because my art skills are just, they're flaky. Even when I want to draw something, and if my brain and hand don't coordinate, it just ain't going to happen.
Mm.
If I had to live off my art, I would have starved years ago.
Good to know.
How's your week?
Let's see now. Good. Work is good. Life is good.
How's your cat?
She's outside the door right now, mad as fuck that I won't let her into
the room.
How
old is your cat?
She turned 13 this year.
How old do cats live?
They live anywhere from 12 to 20 years.
Oh, snap.
Like we both think she's going to outlive us just out of pure spite.
Our dog, our first dog, Zed, is 13, and he's looks 13.
No.
So.
Well, she's, like, hesitating to jump on things.
Mm.
She already doesn't jump on, Like, she doesn't do counters. Like, I don't know how I trained her to not do that, but she doesn't jump on counters. Like, I finally got her to not be on the sofa all the time because Chris is allergic. So that means that, you know, but she does get in the bed and I just can't stop her from doing that, you know. But she usually only stays on my side. But if I try to sleep on my left side, then she comes to wherever I can big spoon her.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, shit. Animal, you need to be over here.
If you're facing Chris, then she's facing him too.
Right, exactly. So, every now and then, like, I'll wake up and she's between us. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, oh, I gotta turn to the right, lay on my right side so she'll not, you know, set off his allergies. But, like, basically he just lives in a state of itchy eyes and...
The things you do for love.
He refuses to take allergy meds, so I blame him.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is an easy fix, and yeah,
no, it's not an easy fix. Like, even if he took allergy meds, he'd still.
Oh, okay. Well, you've heard of drink and draw, right?
Yeah.
I have a group that does drink and draw, but they also do that they get together once a month for that. But they also have a second group called Saturday Sip and Sketch.
Yeah, Sketch and Sip. That's how I've heard of it, as opposed to drink and draw.
Well, then I was there last Saturday and I met a lady. She has an older dog that's like so old. She's had him longer than she's been married and had a kid. And so I was like, oh, so you basically just point to the dog and go, he's been here longer than any of you.
Yeah, I mean, Twix is older than my marriage, so yeah.
Zed's though at that age where you're just like, why did we do this to ourselves? We are going to be so sad.
I mean, same. Like, I can't even think about it. You know, like, you get on Facebook and all your friends' animals are at that age where, you know.
Thank God it's not just me. Because when Zed was having his bloody nose scares, which he's finally going to vet tomorrow to get looked at again.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that was making it so hard is, like, I have seen so many posts about people putting their pets down.
Or having to, or losing them, or...
This lady put one about her rat had to be put down. It's like, Jesus, God. All the animals are dying.
So Twix, like, she got up and she had, like, some trouble, like, with her footing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it looked like she couldn't hold herself up. And I just, like, started to freak the fuck out because it's like, what... Like, everybody else's pets are dying. Like, why am I immune? You know, like, and it's just like, I don't want to lose Twix. You know, she's a fucking asshole and I love her, the shit out of her. And yeah, I will be devastated to lose her.
I fucked up. I know I've told the story before, I had to have, but I fucked up. I like to appreciate things now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to be caught like, oh, I wish I had appreciated this thing when it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like, I will take myself to that place before it happens to help me like appreciate wait till the end. And I was teasing Stephanie one day, like, he's only 8 years old at this point, but I said, like, you're gonna miss him when he's gone or something like that. And literally ever since that day, she's just like, he's gonna die. And she gets like super sensitive about if he walks funny for two seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Stephanie, calm the fuck down.
It's your fault.
It is my fault. I teased her too hard.
Okay.
So what we're going to talk about today is we got some news of the current state of what is now called, thankfully and appropriately, the DCU.
Yeah.
Not the DCEU. That was a dumb name from the beginning. You're a Marvel person.
Yeah.
You're an MCU girl. I know that the cool thing to do is to be a Marvel person. I agree that creatively, Marvel had the better approach. Famously, back in the day, especially the Golden Age and beginning of the Silver Age, Marvel would come up with a character and then give them powers. DC would give them powers and then retroactively give them a character. I understand that I should be a Marvel person. It's the House of Batman.
Yeah.
And so I actually am a DC person. I'm like going back right now. I think a real sweet spot for DC was the 2000s, the aughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going back and reading the Jeff Johns Green Lantern stuff. I'm going to start the Justice Society, the David Goyer, Jeff Johns Justice Society. I've been rereading or catching up on that I never read like early 2000s DC. I'm just a DC guy. So I'm super excited that now they've got two people, one in creative, one producer, and they're going to put everything under one house with one vision in that Marvel style. And that person is James Gunn. I stepped over what you were about to say.
No, you didn't. I was basically interrupting you in the middle of talking about your love. For me, DC has always been TV shows or movies. Mm. Wonder Woman, when I was a very young child, like I literally remember crying, and I was a big Wonder Woman fan. I didn't, you know, like I was overprotected and like, you know, fucked up childhood, whatever. So I did not know that there were comic books that I could read that was also about like my favorite things. I didn't truly find out about comic books until I was well into my teens. And then I was so far gone with books, like comic books weren't even a thing. And so like my reading of comic books happened in my 20s and 30s when, you know, it's just like, oh, these are stories that I can enjoy because they're well written. Mm-hmm. And most of the ones that I read at that point were Marvel, but like, I love Flash. Flash is one of my favorite characters, from the DC universe. Wonder Woman. So Christopher Reeve, Superman, you know, like I was in love. He was so handsome, so debonair. And I, you know, yeah, I wanted to be Lois Lane so bad. So like the majority of like, you know, the majority of my DC stuff comes from what I loved about TV shows and movies that featured DC characters at the time. And so, I mean, you know, at the time being like when I was in my, you know, early teens, younger than in early teens. So yeah, I fully understand where Marvel's coming from, but I enjoy DC stories as well. So for example, and we're going to talk about this, Flashpoint is one of my favorite comic book stories. Every iteration of it that I've seen, I have enjoyed. You know, like even if it's like cheesy as hell, I'm looking at you, Flash, the CW show. It's still really interesting what they do with and how they change up the universes based on Flash's big mistake, right? And I love that they don't bring it back to what it was supposed to be because he can't. And it's just like one of my favorite things ever.
Well, things aren't that simple. And it's yeah, always good exactly. when they don't make it that way. A normal time travel story is like, well, if we just change this one thing,
yeah,
then everything will be right when we get back. And if they don't get it right, then they go back. And then yeah. they either find out the futility of the timeline or whatever, mm-hmm. or they actually fix it, like in, like, you know, in Endgame.
Yeah.
But this is nice because it's like, you can't fix it. You can't go back. You, can, mm-hmm. you know, and so.
You only now, what can I move forward.
Don't like about Flashpoint is it midwifed the New 52, which I absolutely am not.
Well, I didn't read the New 52. And I had literally no interest in reading the New 52. I just really love Flashpoint.
I tried reading it. That's why, again, I say early 2000s because we're still in that post-crisis timeline.
Mm-hmm.
DC's the worst at just retconning. Marvel used to not be like that, but till recently, they retconned their shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat a Thomas Wayne Batman.
I mean, not in any capacity.
And a Martha
or Wayne Martha Joker, Wayne Joker.
Fuck off. So,
like the best storyline, like it explains everything, you know.
So yeah, I'm a DC guy, and it's really funny. Marvel is so successful with the MCU. We've even talked about how I've heard rumblings of like, oh, Marvel's fallen off with Phase 4. I completely disagree. I don't
completely
know what
disagree
what I'm talking about. I think this has been a growing phase, and I'm looking forward to Phase 5.
Yeah.
Well,
so I also read something else where a writer, and this was on the Mary Sue, the website, the Mary Sue, mm-hmm. Where she was talking about how people keep complaining about Marvel and Marvel fatigue and stuff like that, except all the Marvel stuff is still getting plenty of views and making plenty of money and all that stuff. And she's like, but that conversation keeps coming up. And she's like, and I get that there are people who are tired of Marvel shows, mm-hmm. right? I get that. And I get that there are people that don't care. But the conversation about Marvel fatigue and like how they're tired of Marvel shows is happening coincidentally at the time where the majority of characters that are being brought in are not straight white men.
The diversity
is causing, she believes, is causing this conversation. So I just thought that was an interesting take on, you know,
now
where
just
it is
doing
because
the girl characters. I'm tired of it.
Well, I mean, you know, I was talking about, you know, like watching Star Trek Discovery and Lower Decks and how, you know, we have these characters that do all this stuff and people get mad and call them Mary Sues. But like when a guy can do all of it, then it's not looked at as in the same way. Yeah. And so, so I just thought that, you know, like was an interesting take on why the conversation has been growing lately of I'm tired of Marvel, because like I literally am ready for every new Marvel thing that comes out. I'm ready to watch it. And yeah, I have criticisms. Don't get me wrong.
Yes,
and
perfect.
I think there's room for criticisms. It's not perfect. However, I'm not tired of it. I want to see it all. And I want to see what the DCU is going to be doing. And I'm so glad it's DCU and not DCEU, because I always forgot what E stood for every single time. Extended. Yeah. Oh, I know what it stands for, but I always wanted to forget. Maybe that's the more correct way to say that.
A small rabbit hole in the Mary Sue thing. I'd never even heard of that term until it was used to criticize Rey from Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
I still stand by that. But I will say, after hearing people upset at that take, mm-hmm. I do see it in guys more than I did before and mm-hmm. recognize it.
Yeah,
but I still say Rey's a Mary Sue.
Well, you say that, but it's just like, it's like, you know, Luke being that powerful and learning how to use the Force and doing all that stuff. He was a Mary Sue then, but nobody wants to say that. Like, everybody wants to be like, oh, he's the chosen one, and the Force has been looking for him, and blah blah blah. And it's like, but Rey can't do that anyway.
Luke at least went to Dagobah, but I am saying that I have noticed Mary Sue's
being the main people criticizing women characters that are strong and powerful. Yeah.
No, I've noticed when it's a male Mary Sue too.
I do admit
I didn't recognize that before.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, well, the MCU blueprint that Kevin Feige gave us, and look, I think it's really funny that James Gunn let it out of the bag. That, and we all sort of knew this. Like, Iron Man was filmed by the seat of their fucking pants. They barely had a script. But this is the this is the cornerstone of the MCU.
Right.
And so while the MCU plan is very simple, do what the comic books do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put Iron Man in Captain America. Guess what that's going to do? That's going to make Iron Man fans go see Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make Captain America fans go see Iron Man. Like, it's right. just the cross-pollination, and then we're going to put them all in one movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to want to watch all them movies. Like, mm-hmm. it's so fucking... And that's exactly what they did with the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice League was created because they were like, well, if we're making money with Superman, and we're making money with Batman, we're making money with Wonder Woman, how much money can we make if they're all in the same book? Like, that's how the comic books did it. So basically, like, all they had to do for the movies was do it like the goddamn comic books.
Yeah.
And it has worked out. And again, evidently this whole time, Kevin Feige's still flying by the seat of his pants. He's probably got a little bit more control. So here's the thing too. They pull it off. This cannot be said enough. No one gave a fuck about Iron Man until 2008. I could have said,
who the
Tony
fuck
Stark.
Is the Guardians of the Galaxy?
All of it. They couldn't use the X-Men. They couldn't use Spider-Man. That's the flagship. That's mm-hmm. Marvel. Mm-hmm. That's like if DC couldn't use the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
Right.
But WB has all of its IP under one fucking roof. They ain't got to make a deal with goddamn Lionsgate to get the Hulk.
Right. They don't have to deal with Sony.
And their bullshit. It's morphin' time. Morbid time. So they had it all there.
Mm-hmm.
They also already had the infrastructure. They basically had Disney Plus before Disney Plus had Disney, before Marvel had Disney Plus.
Yeah.
They had HBO. They had the CW. Mm-hmm. They had the distribution. Mm-hmm. They could have done all of it. But could've. The fucking executives couldn't keep their goddamn fingers out of the sugar bowl.
They all think they know what to do. And it's just like, nope, you the money.
And I agree with James Gunn where he says that like whoever just gave them a smile, they handed out IP. Because Zack Snyder cannot tell a story. His most famous movie based on story, his most famous two movies that are based on story is Watchmen. And the biggest critique was he went frame by frame, panel by panel.
Mm-hmm.
And 300. Frame by frame, panel by panel.
Yeah.
He had a fucking guidebook, but look at Sucker Punch. It looks gorgeous.
Oh, gorgeous.
I always talk about the art direction on movies. Mm-hmm. I fucking love the look of Sucker Punch. I love the logo. I like the design. I like the costumes. But that story is fucking stupid. He cannot tell a story. And then you built the Snyderverse? I had this dumb motherfucker at Drink and Draw tell me, I think Justice League, the Snyder Justice League movie, is the greatest superhero movie of all time. And I'm
absolutely
like,
not.
With Endgame in existence? Like, shut up.
Well, shit. Some CW episodes are better than... Anyway.
But anyway, the point is...
I can show you an Arrow show episode that's better than Justice
League. No doubt.
And I hated Arrow.
Steppenwolf. Both versions look stupid. Snyder just looked like he was covered in staples. It was real dumb. He had no feet. I didn't know how he walked. That thing would have fallen over if it was real.
Listen.
Justin looked like a big bad from Buffy. It was just all bad. Anyway.
That's the past.
That's the past. And here we are in the future. With James Gunn as the helm and a guy who ran the Conjuring verse as a producer and co-helm. And I'm not worried about that guy because obviously the Conjuring verse does flow pretty well and it has been very successful.
It flows well and is basically successful.
A comic book show, franchise.
Kind of, sort of, yeah, because the reality of what actually happened is terrible, but the... show itself is very affecting.
The couple,
you know, Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson must forever be a married couple in a continuing TV show story, but or
they're
movie
basically
stories.
A super team that you call
they're the super team. Yeah, they fight the devil
so being like you got people who know what they're doing, and I know a lot of people because DC has just kept tripping over them their own capes constantly. That people are like, I don't want to open my heart, but I'm telling you, James Gunn's got the talent, yo, and he's really focusing on story. Basically, you know, one of the problems with Image early on, it was a bunch of writers who left Marvel to start their own imprint. And so the stories just sucked. Mm. It was a gorgeous book, but the story sucked. It was the Snyderverse of comics. And then they started selling books based on writers. And that's where we're at with the James Gunn helm of DC.
Okay.
And I'm super excited. We got the people who work. I just found out that one of the guys on the project who created the Doom Patrol show.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in power. He also did the US version of Being Human.
Being Human?
Yeah, he was the showrunner of the
did
US
you like
version.
That one?
I mean, it wasn't as good as the BBC one, but it wasn't bad. It was good.
It was, yeah. I guess.
You can't compare it. Just look at it as on its own.
Okay, I would have to look at it on its own because the BBC version was very compelling, and I did not find the American version very compelling, like in the same way. But
no, yeah. Not in the same way. Again, the BBC was version. We should do an episode where we watch both if we can get our hands on it.
Yeah, if there's a streaming, if you guys know that they're streaming for both Being Human, add it to the Facebook group.
We got the writer from the Watchmen show. We've got the guy who ran Doom Patrol. We both love Doom Patrol.
Mm-hmm. And the writer from the Watchmen show is a black woman. So way to go early on thinking about, you know, all of that.
You know what's funny is this wouldn't be happening right now if it wasn't for Mike Cernovich.
Who?
Mike Cernovich was a right-wing douchebag, MAGA, all the dumb movements in the last 6 years. Let's see. He MAGA supporter, Gamergate, pickup artist douchebag who would just scour loud Twitter liberals their old tweets, and then try to get them in trouble. Mm. And
he did.
James Gunn is an edgelord. He had a lot of bad tweets about making real bad jokes about kids. They were obviously fucking jokes. They were obviously fucking stupid. But that's what Cernovich threw those up and got him fired from Marvel for about 2 weeks. And so DC said, okay, we'll do our Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. And then it blew over, and Marvel said, okay, come back and do Guardians.
Yeah. We still need you to do Guardians, by the way. So, sorry we fired you. That was bullshit.
So if that hadn't happened, then we wouldn't be looking at the DCU right now. And look, I am Trump. I think there is a couple of parts. There's this movie called Super. I need everyone to watch. Rainn Wilson, who sees visions of Jesus, decides to become a vigilante. It's super awesome. It's great.
Do you know what streaming service that's on?
No, I'm just telling you the movie exists. We'll have to look for it later. I will admit, there are some problematic parts. Because I said James Gunn's an edgelord. I rewatched Slither recently, and, you know, there's one semi-nude scene with a high schooler trying to pull a phallic slug out of her mouth. Problematic. Will admit, but I still love Slither overall. Nathan Fillion's in it.
Yeah.
But like he's had good movies. His Guardians of the Galaxy has been awesome. I'm super excited. I'm letting myself be excited for DCU.
Yeah, I'm excited that you finally get the universe that you have always wanted.
So let's
and that it is not super Batman heavy, because it seems like that's the only thing that people can do.
Oh my god. When it's comes like annoying. To... Like, oh my god, fuck off with the Batman shit. Like that Gotham Knights show looks so bad. I thought Gotham looked bad. And I watched like 3 episodes where I dipped. But this show looks dumb. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's like the only thing that works is Batman. But so let's get to the projects that he announced. They're not doing phases. They're doing chapters. The first chapter is called Gods and Monsters. So the first thing, he's already got the script done. It's going to be an animated show that will also turn into live action eventually, and it's Creature Commandos. This is basically another ragtag group of monsters. So it's basically like a Suicide Squad, to the fact that, like, evidently Rick Flagg's dad is in it. Rick Flagg Sr. And then we got Frankenstein, The Bride of Frankenstein, G.I. Robot, Weasel's coming back. I mean, like, this is Suicide Squad without Waller. Dr. Phosphorus and a female creature from the Black Lagoon. And like I said, it's going to be like a 6-episode animated show, but they will make cameos in live action. And he wants it to be, I think this is a little ambitious, but we'll see. Because Marvel hasn't, you know, the biggest genius to Kevin Feige was the contracts.
What do you mean?
I mean, to juggle that many contracts of that many actors to be in that many. I mean, like, it's not like Marvel hires, it's not like Marvel hires Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime Marvel, it's not like he's on call.
Right.
They have to make, they have to write a contract for every project he's going to be in. Now, maybe that is in one contract, we want you to be part of three projects.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's just one actor.
Yeah.
Look at how many people were in Endgame. How long he kept those people on contract. Because also, too, he doesn't know how long. I mean, he doesn't know how long each phase is going to be. He doesn't know how many phases he's going to need them for.
Right.
Also, too, you're talking worker boss, how these contracts work out so that everyone's somewhat happy. It's still exploitation. Is Robert Downey Jr. is not going to say, like, okay, Marvel in perpetuity, and I'm going to be paid the same for every movie. No.
Right. Right.
He's going to do so many projects, so then the renegotiation happens so he can get more money.
Right.
Because they're doing more successful. So I mean, like, that's a lot. Like, if I give Kevin Feige genius points, that's what I'm going to do. And I think that is where that Saffron guy is going to come into play.
Mm-hmm.
With the guy who ran the Conjuring universe. I think that is where, and I don't know how good he is at this, but that is where he's going to need to go.
Yeah.
Because James Gunn's a director and a writer. That's right. Not his
bailiwick.
Yeah. He didn't do the contract for Zoe Saldana. She didn't do Bautista's contract.
No.
But he wrote them in and said, Kevin Feige, take care of it. He wants the same people that do the animation shows. Again, the What If act. Not every. No. You know, I take that back. Most of the What If people were the same actors. I was thinking they weren't.
There were a lot that were not. But there were a few that were. I think they mainly were not the main actors. Yeah.
Cumberbatch was himself. We know Boseman was, because that was like his last performance. But I don't think Black Widow was.
Black Widow was not. Captain.
Thor was Hemsworth. It doesn't matter. The point is, I think that's
Peggy Carter was the same person. Carter.
I think that's an ambitious check. Because he wants them he wants games.
Yeah.
To be canon as well.
Yeah.
And there is no Marvel game that's happened all the way through.
Yeah.
But Creature Commandos, that's your Monsters of the Gods and Monsters. I love a ragtag group. I will say this once more. If you want to talk about something that a pattern Jacob notices, ragtag group, white guy's a leader. Again.
Well, isn't...
There's always the Han Solo.
Isn't Bride of Frankenstein the leader in this one?
Is that what you heard? Because
yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That's what I heard.
I haven't heard that, so that's good if it is true. Seems like Flag would be the leader. Because he's the leader in the Suicide Squad. But I haven't heard anything. I didn't heard that. So that's good if it's true. Next, we got Waller. It's just going to be a TV project, live action.
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis is still...
Happy Black History Month to us.
Is still Waller.
She, like, legitimately is Waller. Waller.
At this point, you can't. In the to be fair, in the animated shows, it was CCH Pounder, and I loved her.
Oh, she was good, though. Yeah. But, like, look-wise.
Yeah.
Like, in the animated things, if it's her voice... She's got the voice that you would associate with, like, Waller. But Viola Davis looks like what I want Amanda Waller to look like.
Super excited about that. Have you heard any extra things about what's going to happen to that. I do know that, like, it's the continuation of the Peacemaker or the Suicide Squad story before a Peacemaker season two.
Yeah.
Their cornerstone of this new universe is going to be Superman Legacy. It seems like James Gunn actually likes Superman, so this could be a good Superman movie. Unlike Zack Snyder, who obviously didn't like Superman, which is why Man of Steel sucked. Like, and I don't like Superman either. I don't like Superman either, but like that's why you don't hire me to do a Superman movie. Right, no.
Like, if you're going to make anything, it's Batman for sure.
Or Nightwing, but not Superman. I mean, I'll do Chip from Green Lantern, the squirrel. Or Nort, the wolf dude. Before you want me to do a Superman. And Zack Snyder just hated Superman. So, I'm too cynical for Superman. He's got too many powers and he always makes the right decision. That doesn't sound like an interesting conflict.
It's not fun.
So I'm out on Superman. You guys can have it. Do what you will.
But Christopher Reeves was so cute.
I hope this works. I heard he was an asshole behind the scenes, so
no,
I don't care.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No. Boo. Good thing I can't meet my heroes, right?
So anyway, I what do you think about it? What do you think about a James Gunn scripted, knowing his work, James Gunn scripted Superman?
I don't know what to think. First of all, the imagery. I mean, I know this is from the comics or whatever, right?
Did and you maybe, read?
Huh?
Did you read the comic book that is in, like?
I didn't.
By the way, evidently James Gunn loves some goddamn Grant Morrison. And to me, that is a roller coaster motherfucker. He has low peaks and high. Like, he's got high peaks and low valleys. When he sucks. When it's good, it's good.
I literally have never felt the urge to read a Superman comic.
That's crazy.
I have 100% read Wonder Woman. I have 100% read Flash. I have 100% read. Oh, I mean, that was the only one, though. And I only wanted to read it because I wanted to see how they dealt with a communist Superman, right? Mm-hmm. And it's liberal bullshit, so...
Yeah, Mark Millar is not a communist.
However, I did love the story. It is literally one of my favorite comic books.
It wasn't complete Cold War dreg.
Yeah, no, but...
It tried to be a little bit better than that, but ultimately failed.
Yeah, and I like how they got... I like where they went with the Zor-El, the L of it all. So to me, that was like so good. But well, anyway, that's it. If they do Red Sun, I'm there before. I'm sure.
A while from that.
I'm sitting in a tent. Anyway.
I read the book. I read the story that this is based off of, All-Star Superman. It's about Superman's last days. Before he dies and what he does in those last days. Written by Grant Morrison, drawn by Frank Quietly. I liked it. I liked it, but I don't know how... I know how that story went. I don't know how you make that into a beginning Superman story. So, like I said, James Gunn, trust him. We'll see. I'm going to see it in theaters, of course, even though I hate Superman. I want the DCU to do well. Next project that they're talking about is another TV show, and it's called Lanterns. And I don't like this description. He wants it to be a True Detective, but with Green Lanterns. I feel like I've heard that so many times at this point, and it's never right. Like, I've never seen... And what they really mean is that first season of True Detective.
Obviously.
And I have yet to see anyone who promises this is going to be like True Detective actually make it like True Detective. Have you?
No.
So I don't know what that means, but if you're going to give me a gristled, crime-focused space cop movie or show with Hal Jordan and John Stewart, I'm there. Like, I want to see what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
I've never been a super, like... Green Lantern as a singular character fan, but I do like the Green Lantern core.
Yeah.
So starting out the gate, we're not just doing one person as Green Lantern. I'm already there, and oh my god, if Guy Gardner shows up, that's my guy, because I love assholes. I'm even more there. I want to see a redhead with a bowl cut talking shit and pretending he's Rambo. And if I don't get that, fuck off. What do you think about the lantern? Where's your thoughts on lanterns?
It depends, because like, so the thing for me is typically the way the lantern story is told is when something happens to the lantern ring, it finds its next worthy person. Mm-hmm. So how is Hal Jordan and John Stewart both lantern?
Well, you're partners.
Yeah. Because, you know, like you, when we first like see the Green Lantern story, mm-hmm. it's because that one guy, you know, and I don't see the core. I never saw the core or anything mm-hmm. about the core until much later. So like, it makes sense that, you know, there are multiple rings and blah, blah, blah. But
so the Guardians who started the Green Lantern Corps, and this might not necessarily just be for you, but for everybody, they label our each part of the universe as a sector.
Yeah.
We're 2814, if I'm not mistaken. And so I like the idea that you don't just do one lantern per sector.
Per sector,
just
yeah.
Just like True Detective.
Yeah.
You had Woody Harrelson and what's his face? All right, all right.
All right, all right.
So you got John Stewart. Now, you say, where did John Stewart come from? That's actually an interesting story. They wanted to do a new Green Lantern, and Neil Adams, the author, the artist who just recently passed away, prolific artist though, he basically like had to fight tooth and nail to get it to be a black guy. Because he's like, we don't have any black characters. Now, he's a white guy, but he was like, he was actually really cool behind the scenes guy, fought for benefits and better contracts for creators and stuff like that. And also, like I said, diversity on the page and stuff. And so, yeah, like John Stewart, he had to fight to get them to let him be a black guy and not write him like Luke Cage.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you die, turkey.
Yeah. Like, sweet Christmas. which no one's ever said.
No one. Not a single goddamn person has ever said sweet Christmas.
So, you know, Black History Month, John Stewart's a nice addition. It depends on it's going to depend on production value. I'm excited that they're doing it on HBO and we're not doing CW.
Yeah.
Which I've talked to you before. You like as many episodes as you get your hands on. And I think, and my opinion is that spreads the budget out towards too many episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And so a nice tight 13
yeah.
or 10 means you can spend that much more money on each episode and just make it super look awesome,
super good. Yeah.
So if I'm getting prestige level television and the place that like started the prestige phase of television, and it's superheroes, fuck off. I don't get a Gotham that looks like a goddamn haunted house. Awesome. I'm there.
It's just black because they don't have anything.
to be fair, if you watch every Batman movie, it's just black. Yes. Where it's eventually Batman movies are going to be podcasts to listen to. It's too dark.
It's too dark. And I'm not talking about the subject matter.
The next movie project I am super, 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 super excited for, and that is The Authority, who, as James Gunn describes it, is this like a hyper violent or darker Justice League. These are the characters, and I'm going to end with my two favorite characters. There is a in character called the Engineer, who she's like Iron Man if his if he could shape change his armor and it was like liquid metal all over him. I can't remember. I'm forgetting some of these names. There's a magician. There's a hawk girl. There's a guy who's very weird. He like has a telepathic relationship with cities, so he can control cities. It's very weird. Again, this is Grant Morrison. This is from the Wildstorm imprint, which was a sub imprint of Image that got bought by DC. Mm. So that's like, if you've ever heard of the Wildcats, they were a part of that.
Yeah, I actually do remember Wildcats.
There's also a character called Jenny Sparks. She starts out as a British white woman who is like almost immortal, but she reincarnates. And she has electric powers. And then the best characters are the ones I'm most excited for, and that is Midnighter, the Midnighter, and I think his name is Solar. Basically, a Batman and Superman gay couple. The Batman character has, like, is a super soldier. So it's like Captain America and Batman put together. He has like a super strategic mind, which Captain America supposedly does too, but like his is on Batman's level. And he wears black and a trench coat and armor, body armor, and it's just, and he just beats the shit out of people. He don't need a shield or a batarang. He'll just punch you to death. And then his boyfriend is Solar, who's basically Superman. He's powered by the sun. He flies. He's super strong. He's into, it's Superman. And I know you haven't seen it yet, and this isn't going to spoil anything because surely you've seen stuff. It's basically, they're basically Bill and Frank with superheroes.
So I haven't seen the show, but
that doesn't ruin anything.
No. I mean, and I already know that it's super sad, and you don't have to tell me why. I'll watch it.
No, that would be a spoiler. What do you know about the Authority?
Nothing. Like zero. Absolutely nothing. This is a new title, a new bunch of people. I have heard of Midnighter, but I believe I heard about Midnighter from you.
Because he's super awesome.
But I also, I mean, but I remember that he was gay, and I was just like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think.
Because this, I mean, like, we would have talked about this, like, early 2000s, like 20 years ago. So.
In one of the comics, inside one of the panels in a background, they're on a magazine cover, and it says, like, world's finest couple. Aww. I just thought that was awesome. All right, the next project we got is another TV show. I'm mixed on this one. This is Paradise Lost, which is supposed to be a Game of Thrones, but for Themyscira, a.k.a. Paradise Island. Now, we both watched a Screen Crush video that filled us in on the fact that there is another Amazon city, I was unaware of this, in Egypt. Yeah. And so what he thinks is it's going to be a fight between those two of who gets to be queen of the Amazons. Maybe. I would rather see how Themyscira itself got made. How Hercules came and
impregnated everybody, and that's why there's still women existing even though only women live on the island.
Did he impregnate? I don't
know. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, no one ever.
Where did these young ladies come from?
Yeah. I will say my interest was piqued when they were like, what is life like on the island? How do their politics work?
Yeah.
What do they do? What are the dynamics? I, of course, because I'm into politics, that's like super fascinating.
Yeah.
The sociology of it all.
Exactly.
That's exciting, except I just.
The thing that throws me is the Game of Thrones part of it, because Game of Thrones didn't end well. So I feel like you have to like delineate season one Game of Thrones-esque, you know? Like
that's why it's killing. Maybe this is another thing we should be skeptical of with the True Detective comparison. Maybe we should do the same thing that like this is not going to live up to the hype they're trying to give us with the by saying Game of Thrones. Like they're just throwing out famous shows to keep us interested.
This
is like,
this was his elevator pitch. This is like Wonder Woman meets Game of Thrones, and it's like now everybody's using it.
Yeah, because I want to see more about like why they distance themselves from the world of man and the struggles and conflicts that birthed Themyscira from that. That's the political struggle I would like to see. Though I wouldn't mind the Egyptian city coming into play, because I'd said before that I actually didn't know a lot about Nubia.
Yeah, and that's a great opportunity to bring Nubia in, and you know, like, it not be weird, because we know that that this other place exists, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So.
I mean, Anubia is literally my icon for everything. So.
So anyway. With Wonder Woman being your girl, Anubia being your icon, do you have anything to add to what you think about Paradise Lost?
Well, so I am excited to think about, you know, how we get where we got, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Themyscira being where it is. And while I loved what the first Wonder Woman movie shows us about the island, I truly hope Penn Warren comes back.
Who's that?
The fighter. She was in The Princess Bride, and she was,
Robin Wright
Penn. Robin Wright Penn. Dang, what did I, well.
Antiope, who he said is what she played, and the Screen Crush guy said that's who was in charge of the Egypt place. But I agree that from the Patty Jenkins movies, I loved her.
Yeah. What's her name? Robin?
Robin Wright
Penn. Wright Penn.
She might be back to Robin Wright, because I think she was married to Sean Penn.
Yeah. I hope that they bring her back and use her.
Well, I hope they keep Gal Gadot, because even though I was a naysayer at first, ever since that first image, that's Wonder Woman in my head.
I would definitely like another Linda Carter-esque Wonder Woman.
Okay. Do you have a fantasy Wonder Woman?
Linda Carter has always been Wonder Woman to me. I mean,
fantasy isn't too old. I mean, like, now.
Oh, no. I would love to, like, look at who could be my fantasy Nubia, but I don't have, you know, a fantasy Wonder Woman. I don't have anybody that I would want, that I definitely am like, this person should be Wonder Woman. I don't have anybody.
Yeah.
I like Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I enjoy the fact that she was thin but strong,
mm-hmm.
you know, as opposed to being, you know, like a lot of times, like they'll have Wonder Woman be like as a muscular bodybuilder type or something like that. And, you know, like she doesn't look like she can do anything. And then, you know, she's in the outfit and it's like there's rippling muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's like a stick, you know? So I do like how Gal Gadot presents as Wonder Woman, but like she isn't she's not the person that I'm like, this is Wonder Woman.
They could do better.
I think that there might be people out there who could do better. So, you know.
Fantasy Wonder Woman?
Yeah, do you have one?
I mean, I was a Xena fan.
I mean, but so Lucy she's Wallace still a little. Cool. Yeah, I mean, she's still looks great, but
she can't do it now.
Yeah.
As far as now goes, I can't think of any. I had a hard time when they were bringing it up. You know, for the longest time, I mean, I'm glad we, of course, are glad it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Joss Whedon and Charisma Carpenter attached. And that, you know, at the time, sounded awesome.
Charisma Carpenter would have been a terrible Wonder Woman.
I love Charisma Carpenter.
Yeah.
I
know.
I can't think of someone who, like, has that gravitas and that, like, big raven-colored hair.
What's her name? Adrienne Palicki played Wonder Woman, too. And I did not like her as Wonder Woman. Like, I saw, like, I feel like a few seconds of her as Wonder Woman, and it was like, ugh. And I like Adrienne Palicki.
Mm-hmm.
But... No.
I also like, I want her to have that Mediterranean look too.
Yeah. Don't look like a straight white girl.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I liked. That's one of the things I liked about Gal Gadot.
Mm-hmm.
Is she had that Mediterranean. First off, I think the Mediterranean look is gorgeous, but also too, like, it should be for Wonder Woman. She's from that part of the world.
Mm.
But anyway, Paradise Lost. We don't have a Wonder Woman yet. I don't think Gal Gadot's old enough to start playing Hippolyta yet.
No.
So we'll see what they're going to do. I think they want to keep her. I think they want to keep her. I think
they're just working it out.
Yeah, and just figuring shit out. The next project we got is finally a Batman project, and that is Brave and the Bold. And this will be the debut, the big screen debut of Damian Wayne, the daughter.
It's gonna be a very progressive movie. I did love the female Robin, so
it's gonna be the son of Bruce Wayne and Talia al Ghul, Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Ra's al Ghul.
No, I'm just kidding. It's and then again, a story written by Grant Morrison. At the time, the Damian Wayne, well, no. So what they want to do is, what they're talking about that they want to do is they want to bring it in Damian, because Damian's the serious Robin, which allows Batman to be a little less serious. I don't love that.
Well, as long as he's not Adam West, I feel like we can stomach a less serious
Well, Batman. Less serious. Well, yeah, he could lighten up from, you know,
Pattinson. From Pattinson. God.
Jesus. That guy is just a cardboard cutter.
Jesus. Yeah. God, he was dark.
Too serious. And whiny when he did talk.
Fucking go to sleep, Batman.
Why are you painting out your clues on the floor in the manor? Surely you can afford a cork board and red yarn.
Why are you treating Alfred like that, you piece of shit?
Oh yeah, fuck you.
Anyway,
Adam's so nice. Alfred's so nice to you, and you're such a dick. He took a bomb for you. Brave and the Bold. It's gonna be Batman. You know, it's gonna depend on, you know, a lot of these projects. It's gonna be depend on casting, and you can never, but no matter what is announced, you got to go back to the Heath Ledger of it all.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
No, not a single person.
Nobody.
Not one person.
No. We all laughed.
We were just like, Heath Ledger.
10 things I hate about you guy? Last night?
Last night? The guy from last night? Thank you.
You got Jack Nicholson just hovering there in the background, and you're like, the last night? No, thank you. You're just he's going to come down wearing purple, and you're going to hear a fucking Sixpence None the Richer in the background. Swing, swing. Da, 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 da. But he blew us away.
He was amazing.
I like Christopher Nolan less, and I still love that Joker.
Yeah, I think that was the best Joker.
They're all different.
But that's, I mean, other than Martha Wayne and Flashpoint, that's my favorite Joker.
Mark Hamill. They're all different.
Oh, God, yeah. I forgot.
You can't quantify them. They're
unquantifiable. You're right.
So I guess, I mean, to me, the
animated series is the best Batman, so.
No doubt. Live-action Batman, though, is Ben Affleck. That's the best one. He's just been in shit movies, not his fault. So I'm trying to picture that guy with a serious Robin. And that wouldn't be horrible.
No, how serious would Robin have to be more serious than Ben Affleck, though?
He cut a quip every now and then in Justice League.
His quips was about how he was rich. Fuck you, Batman.
If you got it, flaunt it. That's what. No, it's gonna be touch and go.
Bring your class analysis to Batman, okay, motherfucker.
I do, and then I stop.
Yes, because you got to.
How much propaganda do you watch?
Get off me, okay. I watch so much cop again.
So, what's even more exciting, though, whoever's going to be Batman. By the way, I put in the group, like, this will be the first time we see Robin, you guys. And then I just now corrected myself, because it's like, there were two movies. Literally one called Batman and Robin that I absolutely forgot about. Because I try to forget they exist. The Schumacher movies. Mm-hmm. But, no, we're going to see Nightwing, hopefully.
Oh man. But we've seen Nightwing has been in some of the cartoons.
Titans. Yes. Yeah. We're talking taken like, serious. Good.
Yeah.
We're hopefully good. James Gunn, good. Bat Family. We're gonna get Batgirl. We're gonna get Nightwing. We're gonna get Huntress, possibly.
Oh man, I love Huntress.
I love Tim Drake. I don't want him in this movie though.
I don't want Tim Drake.
I really like Tim Drake. He's probably my favorite Robin. He was the first time we got that black cape and new look for Robin.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, Death in a Family and that Robin, like him becoming Robin, was like a big book that I read over and over again. So I love Tim Drake. I hate that they don't know what to do with him because you've got so many other Robins. that like Jason Todd was able to become Red Hood.
Yeah.
Dick became Nightwing. But then like, and then Damian is Robin. So then Tim's like, I'm Red Robin?
Red Robin.
Which if he took, they had him do it for a while where he took the Red Robin mantle from Kingdom Come, which I thought was great. But they didn't stick with it, and I don't know why. Because I think that works. Because I think Tim Drake is the most Batman of all the Robins. He became Robin because he figured out who Batman was as a 10-year-old.
Right.
Which, granted, you look at some receipts, and you can put it together. Like, that's a really expensive car, airplane, armored suit. Who's got that much money? Bruce Wayne? What's he been doing? But anyway, I'm excited. Brave and the Bold. Do you have any extra thoughts on Brave and the Bold?
No. I love this picture that they have where it looks like Robin is about to kill Batman.
Yes. That's also from Grant Morrison where Batman was dead for 2 weeks and Dick Grayson became Batman. So then you really had a lighthearted Batman with a dark Robin.
Yes. Yeah, that makes way more sense.
This is what I'm talking about with Grant Morrison and his high highs and his low lows.
Mm-hmm.
He was simultaneously writing a Justice League DC Universe engulfed story called Final Crisis, where Darkseid kills Batman. He was simultaneously writing Batman books where he was going to have Batman die.
Mm.
He died two different ways by the same writer. It's not like, oh, well, the Batman books are doing their own thing. The Justice League books are doing their thing. And ne'er too do they ever contact each other and coordinate. It was the same motherfucking dude doing it. And then they just decided, oh, he came back because he was just lost in time. He didn't really die. But if I'm not mistaken, there's no way. It's just, this is where he pissed me off, but... All right, next project I'm super excited about. This is Booster Gold.
And I literally have no idea who Booster Gold is.
First off, Booster Gold, another one of my favorite runs of all time is from the 80s. It's just called Justice League. They call it the Bwahaha era because it's just a very funny book with an artist whose specialty is drawing facial expressions. So all the jokes land. Let me start off telling you about the Justice League, and then I'll tell you about Booster Gold. So okay. In this world, it's the 80s. Rich businessmen are the best. So there's this one businessman called Maxwell Lord, who's just a goofball and tries to pretend. He tells everybody, I have all this money, and I want to change the world for the better. So he bankrolls his own Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And the lineup is Martian Manhunter, the Black Canary, Guy Gardner, this is where I met him and fell in love with him, Batman, they don't get along, it's awesome.
Batman and Guy Gardner don't get along?
No.
Maxwell Lord.
Batman and Guy Gardner don't get along.
Okay.
And Batman joins to like, he's suspicious of Maxwell Lord, and so this is how he keeps him in check.
Hmm.
And then it's Ted Kord, Blue Beetle,
mm-hmm.
who's basically Night Owl from The Watchmen.
Oh, really?
That's like literally who Night Owl was based off of.
Okay.
He's like the adventurer type vigilante who's smart and he can make his own shit.
Okay.
And his best friend is Booster Gold. And they just basically crack jokes and have just the funnest time together. It's great. I love it.
So the Blue Beetle and Booster Gold are best friends?
Yes. It's the gold and blue.
One of the things I love about Blue Beetle is that he is always wisecracking. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, this is based on, is it Young Justice that he was in?
These are different Blue Beetles.
I know. Okay. I know. But the Blue Beetle that was in Young Justice, right?
Yes. Reyes.
Yeah. Reyes was a wisecracker as well. And I like that being a component of the Blue Beetle character. And I feel like, so I know that the Blue Beetle, the Scarab that they use has had different iterations. Like it's been Super Mech. It's been like an actual Scarab, like with mystical powers, like mm-hmm. ancient Egypt, whatever, you know, different, you know, capacities or whatnot. But I love that the wisecracking component, and I love to see that carried through. I would love to see that carried through, like with, because they are doing a Blue Beetle. And the fact that they're doing Booster Gold, I would love for them to somehow interact, even as a, I remember the original.
My guy is Ted Kord, and he's in between, so he doesn't even have superpowers.
He doesn't have the Beetle?
No. He doesn't have any superpowers. That was the guy before him. He's the second one. Huh. There's a Golden Age Blue Beetle who did have a gold Scarab, and I think it gave him some kind of powers. I don't know. I didn't read it. It was too old.
Yeah.
But and then he takes the mantle after him, and he's just a guy. He has Ted Kord Industries. He's a happy Batman.
Okay.
And he joins the Justice League as well, and he comes into contact with Booster Gold, and they just become the best of fucking friends. And I don't necessarily like Jose Reyes and Booster Gold together because the age difference is just weird. Because Jose Reyes is basically Spider-Man. He's a teenager. Booster Gold, so now I'm going to tell you about him and why this is going to be awesome. Booster Gold is a college athlete who got in trouble for betting against his own team and throwing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, he is 200 years in the future, 200 to 300 years in the future.
Okay. Is all of this happening 2 to 3 years in the future? As of
right now, he is 200 to 300 years in the future. He's a college athlete who threw the big game and got caught because he was betting on it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a disgraced athlete who ends up working as a security guard in a museum. And it's got, it's a museum, but it still has technology that's 200 years older than us. So he decides, including a time machine. So he decides to take a power ring, a flight ring, these little energy shooters, and a suit that's invulnerable to like bullets and shit. Travel back in time and take this mundane technology that's worthless where he's from, but to us looks like magic. And he's going to use that to become a superhero. So that's why the way that Jim Gunn described it is it's a imposter syndrome as a superhero. Mm-hmm. Because he knows he's full of shit. He knows he's a grifter. He's a grifter.
He's a grifter.
He's full of shit.
I love grifters, though.
He's a con man, but he's put himself as a superhero.
I love an unreliable narrator, so.
He's a super fun character, and like I said, I think my favorite time reading him was in the Justice League comic from the 80s, if anybody has a chance to get it. Keith Giffen and Kevin Maguire. They did it. It's super awesome, and I'm super excited to get a Booster Gold show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, with the Jose Reyes movie, the Blue Beetle, and you know, that being a perfect demo market, 18 to 35, I'm probably not going to get Ted Kord and Booster having adventures, but
who knows?
Can hold hope, because I have a feeling James Gunn's a fan of that.
Obviously if he's bringing Booster Gold in as a character, and is it going to be a movie or a TV show?
TV show, which is great, because I think it's going to take people time to spend time with this character to get to like him. You know, like Peacemaker in Suicide Squad was sort of a throwaway character, and then we spent episodes with him in his show, and now you know not only a throwaway character, he turned on everybody. Yeah. But through the show and spending more time with him, you start to empathize with him a lot more. The next project is another, I don't know, is it TV or is it movie?
And Supergirl, is that what you're talking about? I don't know.
It's a movie. This is going to be a movie. It's based off a run that is more recent and current than the rest of the adaptations that have been mentioned. I haven't read it yet. Woman of Tomorrow. It sounds super interesting. I will say this. I don't like Superman, but that doesn't mean I hate all Kryptonians. Because, like I said, Superman's powerful as shit. You have to send a goddamn planet killer to give him any kind of struggle.
Right.
And then he always makes the right decision because he's just super awesome and just Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus movies are boring. So what I like,
you were right there with me when Passion of the Christ came out.
Well, there were lots of things with that.
We were dumb.
Supergirl's different, and especially in this version, she saw Krypton die. Mm-hmm. And then she was sent to protect Clark. But then her rocket takes longer in Earth time to get to Earth. So by the time she shows up, she's older than Clark, but by the time she shows up, he's already 30 and she's half his age.
Yeah.
So now what, she was sent to protect Kal-El. He doesn't need protecting, and she's got these powers and she can't go home. So what's she supposed to do? And that sounds like a cool premise. Start for a story. Yeah. So, and it's supposed to be way more sci-fi.
And it would be really interesting to see a darker Supergirl. Mm-hmm. Because we've always seen her as the innocent ingenue and the, super boring person who's never sure of herself. And so it'll be interesting to see her as, I've seen the suffering and the end of a people's.
With PTSD.
Yeah, the CPTSD that is in, the trauma of her childhood, mm-hmm, is still all over her.
She's a refugee.
Yeah.
We always talk about Clark is an immigrant. Mm. But he's almost like a second generation immigrant because he was here as a baby.
Right.
And she still has the memories and
of the terrible things that happened in her country before she came to her new place.
And what it was like before the bottom fell out. So she has that to compare it to.
Exactly.
So, so I think it's super, I'm going to go read this run because I want to know what it's going to be like. There happened different, and I also, another, I like Connor Kent. I like Superboy, especially, mm-hmm, the one where he's a clone of Lex Luthor and Superman. That's interesting story. The duality. Really interesting.
Yeah.
And I liked it better in the beginning where his powers weren't necessarily Kryptonian, but they were tactile telekinesis. So it wasn't that he had the strength to lift up a bus, but he had the mental, he can move things with his mind, but he had to touch it. Tactile telekinesis. Mm-hmm. And that's how he used his powers at first. I thought that was way more interesting than he can just do everything. One of the last projects is Swamp Thing. And this is going to be a movie, so not a long, drawn-out show. When DC tried to do their own streaming thing, which is where Titans and Doom Patrol came from, they also did Swamp Thing. I think they re-released it on CW. I watched it. Man, did it drone on and on. God damn, did it just go on and on and on. So I'm excited if they do the Alan Moore thing and if he takes inspiration from the Alan Moore run, where it was a lot more, it introduces the idea of the green. So there are different, there's a magnetosphere, an electrosphere, an electromagnetosphere, whatever. There's different parts to what makes Earth work. Mm-hmm. In the DC world, and this is how Animal Man comes around. There is internet connected network of all living things.
The mycelial network.
Sort of like that. Flora and fauna.
Oh.
And so Animal Man is this character who also was written by Grant Morrison, can take on the powers of animals. So stupid. But so like, oh, I see a bird. I can fly now. Doesn't make any fucking sense. That's not a power. They don't have powers. But whatever. It's him tapping into that fauna network. Where his Swamp Thing is connected to the green, which is the flora network. And that's when he becomes a lot more serious. And then there's all these, like, he also, like, grows mushrooms you can trip on and communicate with the green. And so, like, there's some really crazy shit you can go there. And then, of course, they want to make this sort of, like, a horror genre, which is, again,
perfect for Swamp Thing.
I can't, you know, again, we talk, like, Marvel's not falling off. They're just trying out different shit. I would say even more than the diversity thing. They obviously are getting more diverse, but they're also getting diverse in the genres of shit that they do.
Yeah.
It's like I tell people, comic books are not superheroes. Superheroes is a genre. A comic book is a medium.
Yeah.
And so, like, I like it when you fuck with the genre. Yeah. I mean, that's one of my favorite things. Like, Firefly. Firefly's great because it's sci-fi and it's Western.
Right.
And when those two come together,
heavily both, cool, you know, and in a way that was pleasing. I thought it sounded stupid when I first heard about it, and I was like, "Who wants to watch that?" Because I wanted Dark Angel to stay on forever.
Yeah,
but it was a good show, and that genre of, you know, like the Wild Wild West, but in space.
Yeah,
just it worked with what Whedon was doing.
Cowboys in space. So that's the DCU first chapter. There's still a couple of other projects that are still going to come out from DC. Somehow normies don't get this sometimes. I will never forget the conversation. Who's that rapper that came on my old podcast? Flacco.
Flacco Torres.
Could not get his head around different people playing the same character.
What do you mean?
He had such a hard time that there were multiple Batman, and that there was going to be, I think it...
Oh, like multiple people who were Batman in the comic? It wasn't just Bruce Wayne all the time?
And there are just some normies who aren't used to this type of stuff that just, like, get it in their head. Like I had one guy tell me, like, oh, I know the origin of Batman. Jack Napier, when he was a young gangster, killed his parents. I was like, no, that was in the movie. Joe Chill killed his parents. You know what? Don't worry about it. You're not going to go. Like, what do we do? You're going to read the first issue? No. So, there are other things coming out. So, DC also has a multiverse. I'm sure, like, Flashpoint's going to go into it.
Yeah.
And they call theirs Elseworlds.
Elseworld.
And so, they still have projects that are coming out that are not going to be connected to the DCU.
But that are still their characters.
Exactly.
So, like, the Batman with Robert Pattinson is still going to have new things coming out.
He's got part two they've already announced in 2025. They've already announced,
yeah.
It looks like it might be Mr. Freeze.
Mm.
It's a blue logo, and it looked like it was ice. I don't know. They're still, like...
I was liking Freeze's story, so...
Oh, my God. If they do, what is it, Heart of Ice? From the animated series? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's the greatest.
Oh, my God.
Joker Folie à Deux still coming out. The musical with Lady Gaga. J.J. Abrams is still doing his I'm sorry, it's Obama. Obama Superman, played by Michael B. Jordan.
Michael Bay Jordan is gonna be in the DC universe, but not the DCU.
Yeah, maybe we should that's the DCEU. The DC Elseworlds universe.
Ooh, look at you.
Or DCUE. Teen Titans Go still exists. They're still doing a Penguin from the Pattinson Batman as a show on HBO.
I'm still mad that it's Colin Farrell.
Why are you mad?
Because they made him grow or gain all that weight and add a fat suit to him, and it could easily have been who we talked about this before. So keep talking while I look all up right. Who I'm looking for.
There's also an untitled Gotham City Police Department series. Please be Gotham Central. Please just do Gotham Central. Oh my God. It's right there. Don't fuck with it. Please adapt Gotham goddamn Central. It would be so good. But what sucks is, you know, we talked about this in another episode recently. There are only so many green lights that are going to go out, and there is audience confusion, like I just said, with someone like Flacco, that if you did a Gotham Central adaptation, which was an awesome comic book about the Gotham CPD, that, like, the GCPD, that wasn't, like, super fucking cartoony like Gotham, but if they put it out, people are just going to go, isn't that Gotham? It's like, fuck, you put out that dumbass show, which, you know, props to the guy who plays who played Gordon from the OC, because evidently, like, he's doing a lot of anti-crypto work, which is weird. He, like, testified before Congress and is putting out a book
about, like, no crypto,
about being anti-crypto. Because he was perfect. Approached, it's awesome. He was approached like Matt Damon, and he said, "Wait a minute." And then hooked up with this progressive reporter, Jacob Silverman, and they started writing a book about how crypto's a scam.
Because it is, but okay.
Yeah. And, oh yeah, because when he went to college, he got a degree in economics. Mm. So anyway, we don't know what that's going to be. I hope it's Gotham Central anyway. But so that's, oh, and then there was some other things. Oh yeah, Ben Affleck wants to direct something. We don't know what, but he's after Flashpoint, we're not going to see him as Batman again.
Yeah.
I still don't know what's going on with this. Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Who is Aquaman.
He is Aquaman. And will be Aquaman after Flashpoint, because his movie doesn't come out until after the Flash movie.
But who really wants to play Lobo, who I also think he would be better as. But I don't know how that's going to fucking work out. I fucking love Lobo. Love assholes. I love Lobo. Jason Momoa, like, he would barely be acting. Like, he would have so much fun as Lobo. That's the thing about James Gunn's actual announcement, where he was like, oh, this movie's coming out, that movie's coming out, and then we're really going to start the DCU with Superman Legacy. I think that's when the DCU starts. I think he can't talk shit about these other movies because they are coming out.
They are coming out and they need to make money.
And if you say, oh, they're not going to have anything to do with anything,
right?
People aren't going to go see it. Or at least less people will go see it. But if you tell them, like, oh yeah, this totally has something to do with what we're doing, then they're going to go. But I think he's got a gun to his head on those. He's talking about how Flashpoint's the greatest superhero movie he's ever seen. And they are working so hard not to put Ezra Miller in jail, though he absolutely has committed lots of crimes.
they absolutely have committed lots of crimes.
They have committed crimes. I mean,
get the pronouns right when you are assassinating their character, okay?
So I don't know. I'm is it incredulous or credulous of those movies actually being, like, part of the universe?
Incredulous. Because you don't believe it.
I don't believe it. What about you? What do you think about that? Do you think he's telling the truth, or?
I would be very disappointed if Ezra Miller continues on as the Flash. I was not upset with his portrayal as an actor, you know, like pulling out the character of the person playing him.
Yeah.
And being that Flash, one is one of my favorite characters. I mean, like, reshoot it with Grant Gustin. That's what I want. However, you know, like, I'm not going to fight you on how Grant Gustin is not the movie star. He's the TV guy.
I'm not saying he's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using my Hollywood brain.
Mm-hmm. Ezra Miller was on an episode of Grant Gustin's The Flash as one of the Flashes. So I just think that that was amazing. And I still like Grant Gustin better. He was fine as the Flash, and better than I thought he would be. But, and I will watch the movie when it comes out, because Flashpoint is literally one of my favorite stories.
I mean, Michael Keaton's coming. Put the cowl back on.
I mean, that's I'm for there. You. That's for you. I'm you there. Know that. You know, I've never Michael Keaton has never been my Batman.
He did it twice, and they Understood. Cut one for taxes. I'm Understood. Like, you know, he was in Batgirl.
Huh?
Did you know he was also in Batgirl?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and that one. Yeah, if that had been the only time that they put Michael Keaton back in the ears, I would have been really pissed. I'm sorry. Go on.
Michael Keaton is for you. Flashpoint is for me.
And Batfleck.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see everything. But I will be disappointed if Ezra Miller moves forward into the DCU. Because, like, it really does feel like all these movies that were made before James Gunn came on and did his announcement, that's still the DCEU. And it ends with Flashpoint.
It would be a nice bookend.
Yeah, even though Shazam is still coming out, even though Aquaman is still coming out. So I don't want Ezra Miller going forward. And I get why they would not admit that they're not going to bring them in. But I think you're right. I think that he cannot say that none of this matters, even though they're going to put it out because they put so much money behind it. It's not going to matter for what's going forward, because they do want to make a lot of money and they do want the anticipation. And I don't think that they would lose anything by saying that, because I would want to see where it possibly was going before it became the DCU.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the theater regardless.
Yeah.
Again, we saw Black Adam. Maybe not in theaters.
No, not in theaters.
We walked.
We didn't run. We certainly strolled up to the HBO Max to watch Black Adam.
But, I mean, I saw Catwoman in theaters. I mean, I saw Catwoman in
theaters too, so.
Like, my standards are so low. But I think you got to worry about that fringe group. That, well, I don't know, honey, what do you want to do today group? That's where they want to get that money. Yeah. And they're not going to not get that money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I tell people all the time.
They're going to get it in one capacity, whether that's HBO Max or whatever, but they might not get it in the theater, which is
They want it in the theater.
Yeah.
Because
their only competition is Marvel. And they've got to beat Marvel. And the only way they can beat them is in the theater.
There's no money. That's the only. I've been trying to tell people this for a long time. These movies are not for nerds. Like, they're not for us.
Yeah.
So, like, they aren't going to make a plan where, like, oh, well, we'll all make our money back with the nerds. Like,
no.
I don't think there is much of us as we think there are to.
Yeah. Like, keep, actual. Yeah.
Yeah.
To, like, keep them in money. Yeah. No.
No. So, like, these aren't for us. So when nerds get mad about, like, these things not being good for some reason, I'm like, they're not for you. These are for normies.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but no.
It's not creating more readers, which does suck. That was the original sell.
Mm.
But you even said it took you so long to get to a book. So, yeah, people need to remember that. But, yeah, I think he's bullshitting because he has to, and I understand that. I'm not going to find out later that he totally was and go, what? James Gunn said it so.
You mean they're not part of the DCU?
No, so sorry.
Yeah, that won't be the surprise.
I'm excited. People are being apprehensive. I said in my post, and I've talked, we've said the story on the show, and you know the story. There had never, ever been a good Batman game. And then that first Arkham Asylum came out, and I kept watching stuff, and I kept trying to go, hold it in, Jacob. It hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it's going to happen now? And I kept watching more videos, and I was like, fuck it. I'm going to let myself be excited. I'm going to be the big goddamn one. Let's get it. Let's go. Arkham Asylum. And that's what I'm doing with DCU, because they've got the talent.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the roadmap. The only thing that they need is for the C-suite. That's what I'm calling the rich people who fucking dabble in shit they got no fucking talent for. Stay the fuck out. Keep your fingers out of their sugar bowl. Just stay out. And I believe they can do it. It's such an easy execution. Because like we said with like Black Adam, we liked it, but we still thought it was like poorly written. The standard's not high. The bar you gotta clear is not that high.
It's not that high.
And James Gunn can absolutely clear it and then some. I mean,
right. Look at
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, like I still marvel because I legitimately remember you talking about Marvels of the Galaxy and I'm like, who wants to read about a fucking raccoon and a tree? Like, not me. I don't, and I was reading comic books at the time, and you're just like, but it's so good, and I was just like, oh.
He just says, I'm Groot.
Like, literally, that's all he says. And so, when it came out, I was just like, oh my god, they're making Jacob's movie. I mean, you know, making Jacob's comic book as a movie. And I was just like, how are they gonna do the raccoon? And then I saw the trailer, and it was like, oh shit. This is gonna be good. Because I laughed. I found things funny. They looked like there was a lot of action. And it's just like, I want to laugh. I want to have some action. I do not need romance.
No.
And I need a day to be saved. The end.
Mm-hmm. We're about to get Adam goddamn Warlock. Like, grandmas know who Rocket Raccoon is. Great uncles know what a fucking Thanos is. Second cousins are gonna know what fucking Adam Warlock is. I just cannot express to you again, talking about those books I read when I was like 10 and 12, mm-hmm. Infinity Gauntlet over and over again. Anyway, I'm excited, you're excited, we like the MCU. How about a DCU?
Let's see what happens.
Let's do it. James Gunn, we believe in you. Stay off Twitter. Stop making talking. Little kid jokes.
Ugh.
Just stop
when it. He was young and thought he was funny, and then it turns out he wasn't.
I mean, I've even seen like videos of him telling these jokes to a camera, and he thinks he's so fucking clever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was me scratching my hand, and I look up, and Angel suddenly going, "Stop!"
With my face, I didn't say any words.
It's stop, like, reptile man. You were very dry.
It's just like 15 seconds of him scratching his hand so in the background.
And I didn't. It was so unconscious. I didn't think about it. No, I've seen him say these jokes to a camera, and he thinks he's so fucking clever and subversive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, this does not.
It's just bad. It's just bad, dude.
You're just a creepy short guy in glasses. Stop it. Do you know he got married to the blonde agent from Peacemaker?
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Peacemaker, so.
Oh, you haven't seen Peacemaker. Mm-mm. Oh, well.
I forgot that it was something I wanted to watch. And then I was looking for Norma Rae. Spoiler alert, we're going to talk about that movie. Mm-hmm. And then Peacemaker came up.
There's so much content. There's a lot of content.
There's so much content HBO Max had to get rid of. So yeah.
I can't wait for you to watch Last of Us. Anyway, I think that's all I got to say about the new news. They've already announced a possible director for Swamp Thing, James Mangold, the guy who did Logan. Yeah.
Who did what?
Logan.
Oh.
Which is one of my favorite Foxman movie.
He directed it?
He directed it.
Okay.
He may have written it. I'm not sure.
I think that the direction of that movie was really well done. It had a really good pace.
Yeah.
The imagery was good. His director of photography was amazing.
I told our friend Andrew, who's a big X-Men fan, I was like, I don't know what else you could have asked for a Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
Besides maybe a cool saber tooth popping up. Like, right. He fought himself. What the fuck? It was awesome. I love Logan. That's probably my favorite Foxman movie underneath and then next X-Men 2. And then, well, no. Yeah, you're going to disagree with me, but X-Men 2 and then Deadpool.
But, yeah, I'm going to disagree.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, but Logan's the top. So, yeah, that guy, the guy, he directed Logan and the Wolverine, which is like, okay.
Mm, yeah.
But him doing Swamp Thing would be cool. So we'll definitely keep probably, if not on the show, we'll definitely keep putting news in the group.
The group,
which
yeah.
you can follow by going to Facebook and typing in front of the telly. It's the purple logo with the television. Who would have thought? And that is where the show happening is when the show's not happening. If you think this is the dumbest idea, you fucking hate James Gunn. Mike Cernovich was right. Fire him. You think all these fucking projects are stupid, or you're just holding your breath because you've burned. You've been burned too many times.
Too Let's many know. Times. From Let's the DC know. Universe. They've burned you.
The DCEU.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you even make those fouls come out of people's mouths? It was a bad idea.
It was a bad idea.
Fuck Zack Snyder, his fascist days.
Interesting. Okay. Are we doing countdown?
Oh, yes, we are.
I mean, like, I feel like we've talked about, like, everything.
Yeah, no, we did that. We've got some really good stuff coming up.
Uh-huh. All mine are, like, in 5 days. Do you have any that's in a few hours?
No.
Okay.
But you usually have more than I do. In 5 days, I got the last season of The Flash starts.
Yep. Same.
In 7 days, which is in a week, we got Marvel's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
So excited.
Did you ever read the book? I haven't.
I haven't read the book, but I saw the trailer for it.
Yes. And it looks cute.
It looks super cute and so fun.
In 13 days, we get the third and final season of Star Trek Picard. Now, this is the TNG reunion season. I am not a fan of the first two seasons of Picard, especially that last one. But I have seen people who've gotten early access to a couple episodes, people who agreed with me in the first two seasons, they are raving about this season.
Mm.
So they're getting me excited, and I'm trying not to be, but I of course want this to be awesome. So that's in 13 days, February 16th, 2 days after Valentine's Day, third season of Picard. 14 days, 2 weeks, we got the last and second season of Carnival Row, which I have neither one of us have watched any of.
Nope.
But we want to. And then the third season of Animaniacs.
So I have all the things that Jacob has, but also in 5 days, not dead yet. It's on ABC, so this is definitely something Jacob would not be watching unless I tell him that it's good.
Well, yeah, unless I hear.
It would be even worse if it was a comedy. We did talk about it.
It's not a comedy?
It is. I mean, it's like an hour long.
Oh, my God.
Like a dramedy, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says comedy, so maybe it is a 30-minute. Oh, then you're definitely not watching this.
No, it's a 30-minute network. Well, that's Hulu, but yeah, no, I'm not interested.
No, it's ABC, so well, it's streaming on Hulu, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's where all ABC shows go. I have A Million Little Things in 5 days. That's the last season of that, season 5. I literally haven't watched any of it.
I have heard, this is one of those, this is trying to capture that This Is Us crowd.
Yes.
And I heard it is not good.
You heard it's not good?
Yeah, I heard it does not capture This Is Us.
Oh, no, I didn't think that it would. But it starts off with, like, the death of a friend, and then all these people get back together, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you see, like, the past and the present and, you know, all that stuff. So
that's
but it has James Roday in it, who I, you know, like, Psych is, like, one of my favorite shows. It's a sleep show. Psych? Hmm? He was Sean Spencer, the main guy.
Was he?
James Roday, yeah.
Oh, wow. He is filled out in the jaw.
He did that by second season, by the way.
Grace Park,
our favorite Cylon.
and Nexium member former NXIVM member.
What?
She was part of the, you don't know, well, that's the VAT, it was a cult.
Of, and what?
It's a cult, NXIVM.
The, oh, like in real life?
Yes, yes.
Oh, shit. No, I did not know anything about
she
that.
She didn't get it. She didn't fall as hard as the, do you remember the engineer, the chief's wife? They had a baby together.
Yeah.
In ESG. That girl is like, she was part of the cult within the cult.
Mm.
Where they're getting branded.
Oh, shit.
And all having sex with the leader. It's very crazy. The Vow. Watch it. People. Okay. Grace Park. I'm just glad to see her get work. That's yeah. the main guy, though?
James O'Day, yeah.
He's, I don't know if it's the beard that's it's fucking beard. Me up.
It's the beard.
He just don't look that way.
It's the beard, for sure.
All I know about Romany Malco is that he played MC Hammer in the made-for-TV movie. I can never not see that when I see him. He was also in 40 Year Virgin, but he was also MC Hammer.
You're never going to let him live that down, huh?
No. Why would I? Next show. I'm sorry. I'm taking this longer than it has to be.
You are. I also have Casino. It's in its season 2. And I feel like season 1 just came out on Disney this, Plus.
The Disney Plus? Oh, it's like a Korean show.
It is.
Oh, okay.
A man's turbulent life in the casino business.
Is this going to be like... What would be really funny is this was like just a Korean export of that really shitty James Caan Vegas show. and then they put it on Disney Plus. That would be like Josh Duhamel. Wasn't he also on that?
Yes.
From the Demolioids? This is the Korean. Oh my god. And then it would be awesome too if he like come and visited their casino to make sure it was working all right. I mean, that is absolutely not what's going on, but it would
be No. All
right.
And then my last one, because I also have Carnival Row and Animaniacs, is in 13 Days Animal Control with Joel McHale.
Oh yeah, I watched the trailer for that.
Did you?
Yeah.
It seemed okay, right?
Yeah, it's not blowing me away.
Well, you know, it's still
Fox early comedies days. Can be hit or miss.
Yeah, they usually take a few episodes before they find their groove or they get canceled.
I feel like Joel McHale gets like jobs like this and then he'll get an awesome job.
Yeah.
He's like swinging from awesome job to awesome job.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I think this is just a filler.
Mm.
I mean, he's got a family. Take that check, get that bag. I'm just saying. People will watch it. I really hate that his Netflix Talk Soup didn't last long, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It took me a while. I watched The Soup. Did you watch The Soup back in the day?
I did.
I loved Greg Kinnear.
I loved Greg Kinnear.
I loved him on The Soup.
He was so funny.
It took me a hard time because it wasn't Joel McHale was the last person to do it. It was that in between guy with the weird piece of white hair.
Yeah.
I didn't like him.
No, he was not good. I was glad that they got Joel McHale in because at least he was funny, but he was no Greg Kinnear.
People forget Greg Kinnear like did comedy because all he does is like pay it forward movies. Or he invents the seatbelt. I think he was in a movie about the guy who invented the seatbelt.
At least he wasn't in the movie about the guy that painted those cats.
What?
I'm looking at you, Benedict Cumberbatch. Okay.
So that's your countdown.
That's my countdown, yeah. So, got any plugs?
I hope to have a new sticker shop. Working title is Pup Prop. Or Puppy Propaganda.
What?
Open by Valentine's Day, which will have stickers romantic. Of puppies and protest signs. We'll just lefty shit quotes and stuff.
We need protest signs.
I'm drawing sketches. You can put
wordy ass leftists.
She loves that joke.
They're so wordy.
They're not all so wordy. I can show you like a ton right now that are like five words.
Are pithy.
Yes. Pithy Pup Prop. That's the new name. No, we're going to do EVD for Eugene V. Debs and every various dog. But then I kept going, someone's going to call it electric venereal disease. So Pup Prop. That's where I'm at. Instead of Agitprop, Pup Prop. I think that's where I'm at right now, but we'll see. But Valentine's Day, look out for that. I'll definitely be pushing it more on here.
Okay. Can't wait to see the new stickers. I legitimately want, like, way more Michael Burnham stickers.
Oh. First two seasons were great.
Yeah. I forgot, like, a lot of stuff that happened. Like, there were some big plot points that I did get, but...
Second season is where she goes to the Mirror Universe, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's all. That's like all I need is Q or the Mirror Universe, and I'm in.
You can find me on the interwebs at In Front of the Telly, and we also have a Facebook group where we do the show when we're not doing the show, because Jacob does a lot of posts.
I do. That's the only reason. Trailer takes, and I'll give you some more DC news.
Trailer takes.
And a lot of times it's trailer trash. Yep.
But yeah, suggest shows, give us your opinion, talk about the things that you wish we had said, because, you know, that always happens, right?
True. I forget that there's two movies with Robin in it. Two whole ass movies.
Please alert us when we're wrong. Anyway, yeah, that's our show. So thanks for listening, everybody.
And remember,
we'll be watching.